Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Monday, May 31st, 2021. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by iMazing. Leading off today, Apple has announced in an email to podcasters that it is delaying the launch of Apple Podcast subscriptions. The company had originally said this new platform for paid podcasts would launch in May, but it's now delaying the rollout to allow it to make further tweaks to the Apple Podcasts application. In an email obtained by 9to5Mac, Apple explained that it now plans to launch Apple Podcast subscriptions and channels in June to ensure the best experience for both creators and listeners. Also in the email, Apple acknowledged problems that creators have faced using Apple Podcast Connect. This comes after a month of issues with the Apple Podcast directory, which, as you've probably noticed, has meant that shows are slow to update for listeners when new episodes are released. Apple promises that these issues have now been fixed. Finally, Apple acknowledges the lukewarm reception to the Apple Podcasts application redesign that came with iOS 14.5. The company says that it addressed some of the concerns with last week's release of iOS 14.6, but that it has additional enhancements planned for the library interface within the coming weeks. The Apple Podcast subscription platform was first announced at Apple's special event on April 20th. Once available in June, the platform will allow podcasters to offer paid subscriptions to their shows with bonus content such as ad-free episodes and subscriber-only episodes. In other news today, Apple has released its latest annual Supplier Responsibility Report. This document details Apple's rigorous and comprehensive safety policies that were implemented in response to the COVID-19 pandemic. Also in 2020, several publications found alleged incidents of forced labor in Apple's supply chain. But in this new report today, Apple says that it has found no evidence of forced labor or underage child labor. This is down from one case of child labor identified in the previous year's report. Apple says in the letter that it worked hand-in-hand with suppliers to redesign processes with maximum care for people's health due to the global pandemic. This included rearranging factory floors to enable social distancing, changes to working hours to reduce the number of people on site at one time, new deep cleaning protocols, and more. Apple says that the things it has learned over the past year due to the pandemic have contributed to new policies on infectious disease preparedness and response, which it plans to uphold for the long term. Apple says that despite lockdowns and global safety measures that limited travel, it still conducted over 1,100 supplier assessments across 53 countries in the past year. And Apple continues to push suppliers towards improving their environmental performance. The company says it helps suppliers reduce energy use by identifying hotspots in factories, including updating and replacing outdated heating and cooling systems. The company is implementing these types of programs for all of its supply chain partners, including the iPhone, AirPods, iPad, and Apple Watch. We are sponsored this week by iMazing. iMazing is the Swiss Army knife of iOS device management. It's a desktop app for macOS and Windows that lets you take control of your iOS data. You can make Time Machine-style wireless backups, easily transfer documents, media, and content, and also dig into system files to access things like device and battery diagnostics. All of this data is stored locally on your computer or the hard drive of your choice, and backups can be encrypted for maximum privacy. In addition to backups, with iMazing, you can browse your photo library without syncing it, save and export WhatsApp chats or iOS messages, and so much more. And this time of year, iMazing is especially useful so you can back up before installing the iOS 15 beta next week. Backing up in iMazing is 100% free, and because iMazing backups are versioned by default, you can keep backing up while running the beta without losing any of your data. You can download iMazing for 30% off for a limited time using the coupon code WWDC21 at iMazing.com. That's WWDC21 at the link in the show notes below. Rounding out today, a new supply chain report says that Samsung Display and LG Display have now started production on the screens that will be used in the iPhone 13 and iPhone 13 Pro. Notably, this is more corroboration that the iPhone 13 Pro will use a new LTPO display technology with ProMotion 120Hz refresh rate support. The report explains that LG Display will make the OLED screens used in the iPhone 13 and iPhone 13 Mini, while Samsung will produce the iPhone 13 and iPhone 13 Pro Max screens. The iPhone 13 and iPhone 13 Mini are expected to use the same display technology as the iPhone 12, while the Pro and Pro Max, again, will adopt LTPO for high refresh rate support. The report also says that this year's production on iPhone 13 display technology is 1 month earlier than production began on displays for the iPhone 12 series last year. The iPhone 12 launch was delayed by around a month because of the COVID-19 pandemic, and Apple battled supply and demand issues for months after. Apple is looking to avoid similar problems this year, although it continues to battle a worldwide chip shortage. As we've explained in the past, Apple switched to LTPO, or low-temperature polycrystalline oxide, displays, will allow the iPhone 13 Pro to offer 120Hz refresh rates without as big of an impact on battery life. ProMotion has been a feature on the iPad Pro since 2017, but has proven to be difficult for Apple to bring it to the iPhone because of its OLED display technology. ProMotion will have big benefits for iPhone users in the smoothness of animations throughout iOS, and it will help improve the gaming experience because a 120Hz display updates twice as often as a 60Hz display, or about once every 8 milliseconds. You can keep up with all of the latest iPhone 13 rumors at the link in the show notes below. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.